Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. The Grammy Award-winning Ron Howard documentary, The Beatles 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, is scheduled to air on PBS on November 25th. The show will be followed by a re-airing of Sgt. Pepper's Musical Revolution. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. A new Christmas compilation CD entitled Holidays Rule, Volume 2, will be released on October 13th. The CD will contain Wonderful Christmas Time, performed by Paul McCartney with Jimmy Fallon and The Roots. Also, Ringo Starr's Christmas collection, I Wanna Be Santa Claus, has now just been released on vinyl. And speaking of Jimmy Fallon, Paul singled him out in the audience at his concert in Brooklyn and acknowledged his birthday by dedicating the song Birthday to him, then got the entire audience to sing Happy Birthday. Paul also dropped in to Alan Cumming's club in the East Village after his concert and sang karaoke. Paul was wearing a t-shirt that read, "I saw Paul McCartney in Brooklyn." And finally, Yoko Ono has taken legal action against a beverage producer over their brand of lemonade entitled John Lemon. The company says it has nothing to do with the former Beatle, but interestingly enough, they used Facebook images such as a large mural of John Lennon holding lemons, as well as an ad with a pair of John Lennon round glasses next to the words, "Let it be." Seems like a coincidence. Check out Beatles Yellow Submarine animator and Saturday Morning Beatles TV cartoon series director Ron Campbell's new art website at BeatlesCartoonArtShow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.